The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
And hello, everybody, here, and welcome to John Stadmiller's show. I'm not John Stadmiller. I'm Mike Rivero, and I'm just sitting in on the microphone here for the first half hour, fitting in for John here and covering some of the top headlines. I'm looking at the news here. Obviously, big news with Hurricane Hermine is hitting Florida now and expected to go up the eastern seaboard of the United States. And we have our own storms out here in Hawaii. I'm on the island of Oahu. We dodged a bullet with Hurricane Madeline. It caromed off that huge column of hot air off the volcanoes on the Big Island and veered off to the south. But we have Hurricane Lester is coming in over the weekend. That one looks like it's going to hit us almost head on. And it's actually a lot more powerful than Hurricane Hermine. It's just we're just the little tiny islands here, and so there's not as much of us to hit. Now, obviously, the political campaigns are moving forward. For some reason, Labor Day is sort of declared as the official start of the final campaign season. You wouldn't know it looking at how intense it's been so far this year. And Donald Trump has done a real he's upstaged Hillary Clinton with his trip to Mexico. And he went down to Mexico and he had a discussion with the president of Mexico. They had a joint press conference. The corporate media are out there trying to dismiss what happened and saying, oh, he's grandstanding. He's doing this. He's obviously changing his position on immigration, which he hasn't. But the reason they're upset is because Donald Trump is already acting presidential. He's going on out meeting foreign leaders. He's talking with them. And he's acting like he's actually starting to do the job. Hillary can't do that. Remember that email that came out of the State Department by Huma Abedin. Hillary literally has to have her hand being held when she's talking to foreign leaders, metaphorically speaking, because she gets confused. She's got an issue with not being able to think clearly. She uses teleprompters and earphones, and she's not very good at extemporaneous speaking. And so they're trying to figure out how they can pull that back. Now, at this point, Hillary's campaign is almost completely defensive. Hillary is out there trying to deny all the allegations of corruption. She's trying to delink from the Clinton Foundation. She's trying to delink from all the dead bodies, all of the scandals left over from her husband, Chinagate. She's trying to distance herself from the email server scandal. That keeps blowing up in their face. Apparently, among this latest batch of 15,000 emails that the FBI recovered from her server are emails dealing with Benghazi that were supposed to have been turned over to Congress and weren't. So once again, she's been committing perjury. Now, it has now come out that Hillary Clinton actually had classified information on her private server after she stopped being Secretary of State and sent this information on to other parties. This is a big story. It's getting no mention in the corporate media, but the reason it's important is very simple. Anybody who is in a government position involving classified information, when they leave that position, the law is all these materials must be returned to the originating agency that classified them. Hillary is not supposed to be keeping her own copies. That's a violation of Title 18. And yet, she had this information on her server. More classified information was still on her server after she was Secretary of State. These are clear Title 18 violations, and she's trying to deal with that. So at this point, they're reactive. They're defensive. They're not able to get any traction and move forward on attacking Donald Trump, which seems to be about all that Hillary's got left to do. Because she's losing traction with the Latino vote. Trump is gaining there. Most Latinos who are in this country legally are opposed to illegal immigration because it's competition for jobs that are already scarce. And the legal Latinos in this country don't like being lumped in with all the illegals. Hillary's losing traction with the black voters. Because the black voters, and this was typified by one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter, saying she says all the right things, we just don't believe she'll keep her word. that trustworthiness issue is a big part of what's going on. And Hillary is continuing to lose traction with the woman vote over the way that Hillary treated all of Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims, and how Hillary Clinton is taking money from other countries that do not respect women's rights. In fact, she gets money from Saudi Arabia, where women are not even allowed to drive. So that trustworthiness issue has really come back to haunt her. Now, Donald Trump made his speech on immigration. He did a very, very good job. He came across as obviously educated on the subject, and he made it very clear. He has not changed his mind on immigration. He is saying very simply, there will be no amnesty. All the people in this country illegally will be sent home. Once you are at home, you can then apply to become an immigrant to the United States through the legal process. And that makes perfect sense. That is the letter of the law. Now, one of the very alarming developments that have come on out is apparently the Supreme Court has taken no action on North Carolina's appeal to enforce its voter ID laws. Now, the people who are trying to strike down voter ID laws are saying it's racist to demand an ID to vote. Is it racist to demand an ID to buy a bottle of wine, as you're required to do? Is it racist to demand an ID if you're driving a car? Is it racist to demand an ID if you're applying for social benefits? Why is it only racist when it applies to elections? And this article that I'm looking at over here at MSN.com openly admits getting rid of the voter ID requirement is going to benefit Hillary Clinton, because it leaves the door wide open to massive election fraud. If you're not required to show an ID, you can take all these registrations that were generated either from graveyards or motor voter laws, and you can go from precinct to precinct to precinct saying, I'm this person, I'm going to vote. I'm that person, I'm going to vote. I'm this person over here, I'm going to vote. Hillary's campaign is literally trying to destroy all the safeguards that protect the integrity of our elections. And all we're getting from the government is, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. That's what Obama said. Anybody who thinks our elections are in any way crooked, it's just a wacko conspiracy theory. Then he turns around and has the Department of Homeland Security come on in and say, well, we're going to control all the elections and have national standards. This is not reassuring anybody at all. Now, turning over to the war zones, breaking story that was coming in at the end of the last show is apparently Russia, Turkey, and Syria are now all coordinating their military efforts in Syria to get rid of all these terrorist groups. The U.S. has literally come on out and said, please don't bomb our terrorists. To which Syria has said, okay, get them out of here. And what we're seeing right now is Erdogan has gone into Syria. This is part of the payback for that botched U.S. coup d'etat. And they're going to clean out Syria, and they're going to hand the United States a military defeat. It'll be this generation's version of Vietnam. And I'm sure Barack Obama does not want that as part of his legacy. Although compared to the disaster of Obamacare, I don't know why you would care. And of course, if they fail in Syria, it is a significant problem in this ongoing march to try and establish U.S. control over all the Middle Eastern oil nations and force them to trade their oil only for the U.S. dollar, to keep the world coming to the U.S. and borrowing dollars at interest in order to buy their oil. And that's what these wars are really all about, maintaining hegemonic domination of the world economy by the U.S. dollar. Because without that, our economy doesn't have anything to hold it up. We've allowed our manufacturing to decline. We don't make the best products in the world anymore. What we do make is expensive junk, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. Extracting a mafia-like piece of the action of the rest of the world's commerce by forcing them to use the dollar is the only thing still propping the U.S. economy up, and that is on the verge of collapse. Now, speaking of the economy, there's been a very alarming development having to do with Deutsche Bank. And it has to do with a gold brokerage called Extra Gold. Now, the way this was set up, the idea is you as an investor would go in and you would invest in gold. But you wouldn't get the actual gold. You would get a paper certificate that said, in our vaults, there is this gold that is yours when you want it. They're supposed to have an ounce of real physical gold for every paper ounce they sold. Well, apparently, Deutsche Bank was kind of playing fast and loose with the gold at that point, because there has been a surge of demands for delivery, and Extra Gold is out there saying, we can't deliver anymore. It's just not there. And that means that what Deutsche Bank and Extra Gold were doing is they were just printing up paper certificates and selling them as if they were real gold. And they made a huge, huge amount of money. They were running it as a leveraged business, as a fractional business, where they only had enough gold in the vault to redeem a certain number of those paper certificates, and they just figured nobody would ever come in and ask for any more than that. And they got caught. This could be the beginning of a global gold run. Now, a couple of years ago, I did a couple of segments of a TV series on History Channel called America's Book of Secrets. And one of the episodes we did was the gold conspiracy that talked about this issue of, was there really gold in all these places that claim to have gold? Was there really enough gold in Fort Knox? Was all the gold that had been entrusted to the New York Federal Reserve still there? And the answers kept coming back, no. The New York Federal Reserve had been leasing the gold out the back door, and now they can't get it back. And all of this was brought to a head by Germany, because Germany discovered that some of the gold bars in their possession, which carried the hallmarks of Fort Knox and the New York Federal Reserve, were not solid gold. It was a thin layer of gold wrapped around a tungsten core. And tungsten is almost the identical density with gold. It weighs pretty much the same amount for the same volume. And they only discovered it because somebody said, I want to assay this bar. It just doesn't feel right. And when they put the little drill in there to take a sample for the assay, it hit the tungsten and it broke. And that kicked up a huge fuss, and Germany was demanding its gold back. And here's where it gets interesting, to show you what a band of brothers all these private central banks are. Germany's private central bank, the Bundesbank, came on out and told the people of Germany and the German government, you don't need to see the gold. We trust the New York Federal Reserve. If they say it's there, it's there. You don't need to take it all back. Germany's government demanded an inspection and audit. The New York Federal Reserve literally refused and said, we're not set up for tourists to come look at the gold. Germany eventually got some of their gold back. But it wasn't the original stamped and hallmarked bars that they had deposited there. And the gold they got back wasn't anywhere near as pure. It had been adulterated. Now, you need to understand that a gold bullion vault operates like a safety deposit box at your bank. You rent the box, you put whatever you want in there, and then somewhere down the road, you come on in and you take your property out from that box. That's the way it's supposed to work. What happened to Germany was the equivalent of your putting some gold coins into your safety deposit box along with your grandmother's heirloom bracelet that you're sentimentally attached to. And you put it in there, and then you come back a year later, and the bank manager says, I actually can't let you into the safety deposit box. I'm going to stand here on the other side of the floor and open the lid, and you can look inside and see that there appears to be gold coins and a bracelet in there. And you look in there, and you realize it's not the same bracelet. And you have no idea if those gold coins are real or not. For all you know, they could be those little chocolate things they hand out at Christmas. And that is really the problem, because if this triggers a gold run, it's going to hit everywhere. And it's going to show that the world's banks and financial institutions really are a bunch of crooks. They're not able to deliver to their investors what they promised they were going to deliver. Now, what this might result in here in the United States of America is a repeat of Franklin Roosevelt's gold confiscation. Because back in 1933, when the banks were playing these same crooked games and they got into trouble, Roosevelt ordered the American people to turn in all their gold coins and gold bars. They were allowed to keep their gold jewelry. And in exchange, they got stacks of these printed paper and ink notes, which began to lose their value to inflation almost immediately. And the banks got the gold back. So they've done it once before. And if there's a gold run and it hits the New York Federal Reserve and they don't have enough gold to cover it, I would not at all be surprised for the U.S. government to repeat the gold confiscation. Because after all, banks are so much more important than ordinary people. And we've been seeing in the financial press for the consumers, not for the insiders, for the consumers, about how gold is antiquated, it's yellow, you really shouldn't be thinking about that. You want the paper. You want the paper over here. And we know that gold and silver prices have been manipulated to keep them down, to discourage people from closing their savings accounts, especially in this age of negative interest rates, emptying their stock portfolios and getting into something that holds its value very well during economic hardships. But the question is, where did the gold go? Because apparently there was a lot more of it supposed to be there than is currently there. We saw more of this skullduggery down in Libya when Gaddafi had started greening Libya up, major infrastructure, one of the highest standards of living in Africa. And then he closes down their privately owned central bank and he establishes a state central bank to manage Libya's public currency as a public utility. Then he invented a new currency, the gold dinar, literally backed by gold. And then he made his big mistake. He announced to the world that Libya's oil was for sale only for the gold dinar. No longer would the U.S. dollar be accepted. So the U.S. goes on in, gins up a popular revolution against a cruel and evil tyrant. Gaddafi is killed. The state central bank shut down. A new privately owned central bank is imposed on the people. And the gold for the gold dinar vanished. Nobody knows where it went. And Libya's oil is back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. All of this that we're seeing, all of these wars, interventions, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Libya, it's all driven by money. It's all driven by the U.S. government's desire to be the center of the world's economic activity under the control of the U.S. dollar. And the other countries don't want to do that because they've been overprinting the dollar to do all these bailouts all over Wall Street. Nobody trusts the dollar any longer. Nobody wants any more treasury bonds. Other countries are dumping treasuries because when the Federal Reserve creates a new batch of money, it's always considered a loan to the American people, and the Treasury Department will print up a treasury bond. What redeems the treasury bond? Your future slave labor. You will be made to work. Your work product will be taken away from you. Nothing will be given back to you. That's slave labor. That's what backs the Treasury bond and the U.S. Federal Reserve note. The problem is they've printed so many Treasury bonds, there aren't enough living Americans, even with all the illegal immigrants and refugees, to ever redeem those bonds. And that's why people are dumping them. The only people buying the U.S. Treasury bonds are the Federal Reserve. What are they buying them for? More instantly created money. So it really is chaos. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call. Bragan in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I haven't talked to you in a while. Normally I'm working during your show and I can only listen. But anyway, I had a few things that were on my mind. One was the kind of the broader global destabilization. The second one was how iHeart and Clear Channel have been treating current events. And the third, you must have covered it, and I probably missed it, but the SpaceX.
We hadn't gotten to that one yet. Bragan, I need you to sit still for a while. Sure. We're going to take a break for a commercial, and I'll come right back to your phone call.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to our show here. We're coming to the bottom of the half hour. And before I leave you, we're going to go back to Bregan in Wisconsin. What else did you want to say?
I was just noticing that that not many people in the alternative media were really... I mean, I know that it's in the back of people's minds, and people who understand, have the full spectrum awareness, understand that there's a consistent and concerted policy of global destabilization through, whether through the quote-unquote Arab Spring or in various other countries, destabilization brought about many times through electronic means and social media. And I think that it's odd that people are kind of paying attention to the smaller fires and not the big roaring forest fire here in the United States. So some of our friends have been more reactionary to whether it be a football player not standing up for the national anthem or other minute issues. I think it's there's a quickening. The pace has sped up quite a bit in this kind of social engineered thought.
Well, it's kind of a move of panic here, but I mean, all the way back in Shakespeare, the advice that Henry the Fourth gives to Henry the Fifth, you know, keep busy, giddy minds. In other words, always give the people some little tiny things to argue about so they're not paying attention to the larger issues behind them. And that's been part of the craft of rulership all along. And our corporate media's job is to keep us tantalized with the sports heroes and fashion shows and celebrity scandals so that we're, and during election years, gay rights, abortion, racism, so we're not paying attention to what's really going on with the economy and the wars and the corruption, the narcocracy of our government.
Yeah, and I'll save it for some other time to call out iHeart and Clear Channel for their war on Donald Trump that they claim doesn't exist. But did you happen to see that huge rush order for bottled water to go to Alabama a week ago for $5 million?
I saw the story pass by. I didn't get a chance to look into it in detail.
Just interesting. It was sent out on the 24th of August. They needed it to arrive in Montgomery, Alabama on the 26th. So the 2 days, they had to be half-liter or liter bottles, and the trailers had to be able to sit there for a minimum of 30 days on site. So I just thought that was interesting that a week before a major hurricane was about to make landfall, they were rushing to get 5 million bottles, large bottles of water there. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're out.
The granularity of where the water went versus the effect of the hurricane, I'm not seeing a link there. They may be expecting some kind of a more localized upheaval in that area, unconnected with the weather. That would make more sense to me. Or maybe there's another big scandal about how toxic the city-provided water is about to be.
Yeah, well, anyway, well, hey, thanks a lot, and lots of respect to you and Mr. Stadmiller. And I know I realized that your site was under, that RBN was under some sort of attack. I finally got through on the MP3 player. So anyway, I'm sure you folks have your hands full, and take care.
Thank you very much for the phone call. And yes, we do have our hands full between just the deteriorating infrastructure, the poor quality of the equipment that we're forced to use because we can't find anything better. And there is, let's be honest, there's a lot of deliberate interference going on right now, not just with my website and RBN, but Alex Jones got hit the other day. The other side loves to play dirty, and they got all the money they need to hire all the mischief makers to go on out there and cause all kinds of problems. And what's really kind of interesting is they don't seem to understand that whenever they resort to such tactics, it's basically an admission that they know they couldn't actually win the election honestly. And so they're just going to go ahead and cheat and think that whatever deity it is that they make obeisance to wants them to cheat, to serve some higher, more noble purpose, as it were. Again, this idea that the willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill makes you a superior human being is nonsense. It just makes you a human being who is willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And where I grew up, that actually was an inferior human being. And sadly, there are so many people caught up in Hillary's campaign. She's running it like a personality cult. Okay. All right. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do some things with Claire. And we'll be back tomorrow here Friday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So talk to you soon. And for those of you on the East Coast, duck. Back tomorrow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack
lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. It is Robert from Incendiary Radio filling in for him. Now, I wanted to tie this together. The cops, the DOJ, oh, poor people, blah, 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 don't have to bail out. Now you've the Strong Cities Network, you've got the total almost internationalization, the attempt by this communist wench, Loretta Lynch. I mean, this civil asset forfeiture queen from New York, you know, this woman's a real pariah, real piece of scum. And this really ties in. Now, look, I've got the Secretary General of the United Nations Wikipedia profile pulled up. Ban Ki-moon, we all know he's the guy for two terms. His successor will be appointed by the General Assembly in 2016. Now, a lot of people thought Bill Clinton had designs on a UN Secretary General position. It never materialized. Now, the chatter is in the stratosphere that the long-legged Mac Daddy, as Pastor Manning calls him, Larry Sinclair, fellatio in the back of a limo while I'm smoking crack, Obama, with his possible tranny old lady. He's the chatter's in the stratosphere that he wants to this job. So keep your eyes out. Whatever's going to happen up here at the UN. Now, how would you like to have Obama be Secretary General? This
clown, the sycophant of Bill Ayers and the Chicago Communist Syndicate racket, the Pritzkers, all this, you know, Rahm Emanuel, the sick cesspool that is Chicago. And it's a great city. I like hanging out there. I'm not saying, you know, I'm talking about the cesspool of corruption that it's always been, you know, in government and then the mafias surrounding it. But think about Obama being Secretary General, Hillary, your president, Loretta Lynch being your Attorney General. What a nightmare. What a Bolshevik nightmare that would be. Now, I want to move on. This next clip, have clip two ready, Mr. Producer. I want to thank Mike. He's dealing with, you know, Ken on the weekends. He loves running through all these clips. But this next clip is called No Apologies, and this one's really politically incorrect, folks. But, you know, absorb this one, because this one is, I think it's powerful, because everything that I'm 40, let's just say I'm mid-40s. Everything that I've been raised with as far as the data and stimuli that I've been given is to think that somehow my ancestors and my culture, my bloodlines as a European, it's somehow defective, like that we've got an evil gene, like we've just, everything in the world has gone awry because of European peoples. And so with no further ado, let's rock this one, clip two.
We often hear that we must pay for alleged wrongdoings of our imperial past by submitting to massive immigration into our homelands. This argument depends upon white guilt. Some of our people get a rush from indulging in ethnomasochism. But we can smash this politically correct charade simply by refusing to apologize for who we are. I'm not sorry for the colonization of indigenous peoples. After Europeans left, they went back to their third world ways. Moreover, these people create nothing new, except for dictatorship, cannibalism, poverty, and civil war. I'm not sorry for apartheid. After the native Africans took control, they slaughtered the whites in the area just as they did in Haiti. Have a look at what happened under Robert Mugabe. I'm not sorry for slavery. Every race on the planet has practiced slavery at one point or another. More whites were abducted and enslaved by Muslims than the number of blacks enslaved by whites. It was whites who founded the abolitionist movement and fought to end slavery. Today, various tribes in Africa continue to enslave each other, yet they say there's only blood on the hands of Europeans. If anything, under white rule, third world countries had a higher standard of living than they could ever produce on their own. After we leave you to yourselves, what we build for you is destroyed. We are not dependent on you. If anything, you need us. I'm not sorry for the Crusades. Our ancestors courageously fought to drive Islam out of Europe. If it weren't for their valor, our entire civilization would be under Islamic tyranny. That same heroic spirit still flows through the blood of our people today. Ethno-nationalism among Europeans is rising in the face of invaders. I'm not sorry for imperialism. The Mongols built the largest empire in human history, but nobody suggests that they should be denied their sense of cultural and racial identity. The issue isn't that our ancestors were imperialists, it's that we were the best at it. We came, we saw, we conquered. Such allegations against the entire white world are just excuses to rob us of our once prosperous homelands. Saudi Arabia insists that Europe should take in more refugees when they're a rich oil state capable of housing millions of them. Instead of importing their own kinsmen to their country, they offer to build mosques in Germany. I'm not sorry for the alleged Holocaust. The Soviet Commissars murdered at least 30 million of my people in Eastern Europe. We don't hear about these atrocities because Jews weren't the victims, but the culprits. I refuse to shed a tear for your Hollywood narrative. When the Jews fled Europe following the Second World War, they proceeded to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians to establish Israel. This displacement in the Middle East created resentment towards the Western world. The Zionists drive them out, and we have to take them in. Liberals will claim they're standing for human rights, but the minute you tell them whites have the right to self-determination, they scream, "You're part of the problem." thereby embracing the cultural and demographic genocide of a race that has created the very civilization they take for granted. There's no point in apologizing anyway. They merely see it as a sign of weakness and will attack you even harder. The only way to stand up for yourself and your people is to refuse to apologize. We're not sorry for what our ancestors did. We're not sorry for who we are today. No apologies, no regrets, no doubt, no compromise. We're not sorry.
All right, you can stop it there. Is that awesome or what? No apologies. I mean, it just encapsulates the entire sick mental illness they're trying to foist upon our people. And finally, there is a pushback. There is a bunch of us out here that will be like, you know what? And let me just say this. It almost feels like there's a guiding hand above this that is almost causing it. Okay. And I talk about this a lot with a lot of people like Kyle Hunt and Nick Spiro over at Circus Maximus Radio on Renegade. But this clash of civilizations, this synthetic strategy of tension, okay, I don't want to become this, nobody wants to become like this militant, like this person that wants to just straight up run roughshod over everybody that you see. But there's a hand, an unseen and hidden hand behind this thing that is causing it. What I want the listeners of my program and the ones that are listening now is we've got to maintain a sophistication here and realize we are being corralled, okay? There's no doubt about it. We're being corralled into basically ethno-militancy, and that's no big deal. But always pay attention to the hand that corrals you into this, because, see, there's going to be a time to strike that hand that's forcing this, okay? Now, we don't have a choice, really, because they've so MK-Ultra'd up, brainwashed up people to basically attack and, you know, strike out against Europeans. You go on Colin Flaherty's YouTube channel, people. The black-on-white crime in this country is in the stratosphere. We are in a war, whether you want to admit it or not, okay? Especially, you see, you folks living out in the middle of nowhere, you're not seeing the war. Those of us in the streets, we're seeing it. We're feeling the that kind of hate and tension that's being directed our way when you walk into a gas station, when you're at a bar, when you're out at night, when you're doing anything. You seeing this mind control system on the other guy, and unfortunately, you know, you can talk to your blue in the face, but when you're talking with somebody with already a relatively low IQ and then a whole crap load of programming on top of it, it's going to go physical whether we like it or not. And so what we have to do is to maintain our sophistication, but at the same time, be ready to defend you and the ones that you love, especially those of us near the cities. Now, you guys out in Idaho or Wyoming or wherever you're at, way out, I mean, you don't have as much to worry about. The ones that surround you look like you, and so it's not bubbling up in your world yet. So I wanted to play that, think about Haiti. They killed every white person in sight, okay? Look at what's happening to the brethren in South America, okay? They're being genocided off now. Zimbabwe's already basically purged the whites, okay? So the African continent, you know, that's pretty much a sacrosanct place for blacks to live. Now, there's plenty of Jewish mobsters in there, the Oppenheimers and the rest of them, that are reaping and extracting the resources, okay? Now the Chinese are in there. If you see who really runs the Chinese and who set up China, it's the same thing, okay? But Europe, Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe hey, it's open season for everybody to move into, basically come in and plunder, rape, pillage, transform, and it's going to go Islamic. Okay, Europe's going to go Islamic unless something happens quick. Now, there's a lot of players in this game, okay? When you get into Germany and the regime of Adolf Hitler, and you get into Himmler's background, you get into the concordats with the Vatican, with both Mussolini and Hitler, the Jesuit order, and I've been covering this a lot, and this is why I think I'm getting trolled now, is because I've really been trying to connect the Kosher Nostra, the Jewish Mafia, the Rothschilds, the rabbis, the money changers, this gang with the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order, who've been kicked out of 80-something countries, Jewish people have been kicked out of 100 and some odd. They've got all these parallels, parallels in every way, shape, and form. Wherever you see skullduggery, you'll see these two gangs, okay? And I've got some stuff pulled up on Tim Kaine, and I've got his unauthorized biography of his little activities down in Honduras. Dr. Steve Pachenik's been posting this. Mad Cow Productions, I've got the article up, and I'm going to play some segments of this. But there's connections here with both the political parties, with even the Trump family, Tim Kaine, Bill Clinton, his little mentor, Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Tragedy and Hope, the whole nine yards. They're neck deep in this thing, just like everybody else. All right. So you got these two factions, and I really see them as having a detente right now. They're kind of operating left hand, right hand, you know, they're both building this beast system that we see coming into fruition right now, this world government. And you see all the players, they're either Jewish mob or they're Jesuit trained. You know, John McLaughlin just died, the guy on PBS. That guy was a Jesuit priest. Most people don't know that. McLaughlin, from his little roundtable group, was an actual Jesuit priest. It's wild when you dig into this research. Okay, now, so Obama's dreaming of the Secretary General spot. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Now, the Pentagon predictive programming here. I know you guys have been hearing about it. Oh, trillions missing from the Pentagon. 6.5 now. We had 2.3 trillion that gets announced by Don Rumsfeld the day before 9/11, September 10th. Oh, we're missing 2.3 trillion. You know, we're going to find out what happened to it. And then the next day, the very location of the Pentagon where the accounting, you know, faction was at gets smoked by a cruise missile. Okay. Yeah, the 2.3 went right out the window. Now the 6.5. Oh, we're missing 6.5 trillion. So the national debt supposedly is 20 trillion, you know, to the Rothschild, you know, all the families that bank, all right, all of them, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, all the European banking houses. So now we're up to 6.5. What's headed our way is the real question. Is there a false flag right around the corner? Is there something that's going to happen? I mean, it's August 23rd now, folks. The selection is the beginning of November. So we're in this window. This is high tension window. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but there's a lot of weird predictive programming being thrown out here at us. When you're looking at predictive programming or lesser magic, okay, it's this thing where in basically entertainment, in movies, whether it's news, commercials, especially the cartoons like The Simpsons and Family Guy and all that crap, they put all these little codes and kind of they foreshadow what they're about to do to you before they do it. And I know this is getting old, but for listeners that don't know what lesser magic or predictive programming is, it's basically these people believe they're releasing themselves from the negative energies or karma or reaping and sowing, as the Bible says. They believe they're releasing themselves from it by telling you in subliminal code, symbology, in all these various ways of what they're going to do before they do it. So therefore, they say, see, we warned them before we did it, and this is a spiritual principle that we have to operate by in our little clique. And so we're telling them beforehand, and even though it's like burying a needle in the haystack, because they put out just as many decoys, okay? This is the thing. With the predictive programming, they put out so many decoys that it's hard to find the real one about what's about to happen to us, okay? And this is a main principle that we've really got to get through our heads is because I go to a lot of these people online and on YouTube that say, look, this is going to happen on this date because of the Simpsons episode 3 years ago. And look, they put out a lot of that fake stuff to get us off the track. And so we'll cover this when we come back, and then we'll get into some more clips. National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We'll be right back.
Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. It's Robert from Incendiary Radio filling in. If you don't listen to the show, check it out. So I'm on Sunday nights, and you can catch it in the archives or renegadetribune.com or on hoolisblog.blogspot.com, W-H-O-O-L-I-S, blog.blogspot.com. Now, there's another weird thing about to go down next month, and let's just play a couple minutes of this video, but you'll get the gist of it from the beginning. So let's hit clip four, Mr. Producer.
On September 4th through the 23rd, 2016, a major event will occur in the Old City of Jerusalem. It will bring together actors, artists, musicians, and persons in the media from around the world. What on earth are they planning to do in Jerusalem? At an event that ends on September 23rd, leaders from Roman Catholic, Muslim, and Jewish communities will gather for one of the longest interfaith services in history. Right there in the Old City of Jerusalem. Right there where the Lord Jesus walked. Right there where the temples once stood. They will offer worship to a god under the banner of ecumenism. It is there they plan to do away with categories of religion and ignore differences. The service will combine three monotheistic faiths under one roof in a house of worship for all believers. One part of the event will occur from September 5th through the 11th and will bring together Jew, Muslim, and Christian under, quote, a passion for Jerusalem, in which they can all coexist temporarily under the wings of the Almighty, unquote. Some of the headlines on the website for this event talk about dissolving boundaries and coming together in worship of the same God. Another part of the event will occur from September 12th through the 23rd. The leaders of this event, which is called Mekudeshet, will perform an 11-day consecration. If you aren't aware, a consecration happens when somebody performs a ceremony declaring something as holy. The fact that Muslims, Jews, and Roman Catholics are gathering for a consecration means that they are all declaring their interfaith religion, their new God, to be holy. This is not good and may signal the beginning of the one world religion that Pope Francis has worked so hard to achieve in the year 2016.
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer, and we'll finish it out on the other side of the break. National Intel Report.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.